Hello, my name is Zanaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
And what county are you in?
Lee County.
Thank you. Give me just one moment here.
Thank you. Actually, I'm checking for those masks. Vaccine dates, if y'all have any.
Okay, you're trying to find a drive-through or walk-in location.
Right.
All righty, that's no problem. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Just one moment here. My apologies. The system is moving a little slow. And what city are you in directly?
Notasoga.
Notasoga?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment.
It's right outside of Auburn, though.
Okay, right out of Auburn.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Currently, we do not have any walk-in or drive-through locations for the Auburn-Notasoga area just yet. I looked up both cities for you, and they haven't updated with any mask locations. However, if you would like, you can visit the Alabama Department of Public Health website on your free time periodically. They do update the system of when they have new walk-in locations.
Okay. I was also looking at your federal pharmacy providers. So those are the ones that give out the shots, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My nephew is actually the one that I'm calling for. He's at work, so I told him I'd check around for him. He's in the age group of 31, but he's in the category of obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So I know on March 22nd, y'all he becomes eligible, I guess the word is to say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So can he sign up on your website after – can he sign up before he's eligible or?
I don't see why he shouldn't be able to. He can go ahead and register on the website. If he's unable to do so beforehand, just tell him to make sure on the 22nd he just goes ahead and he can register in for his county.
Because he said he got on the list at school. He works at Auburn University.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a student there also. But I called the university because he said he hadn't heard anything. She said they're not giving out shots.
Oh, goodness. Well, I would advise, let me see, Auburn is in Lee County. He can go to the same website, the Alabama Department of Public Health, and click Get a Vaccine. And once he clicks Get a Vaccine, it'll show a dashboard where it has drive-thrus and walk-ins. If you would like to see if there's any available when he clicks in at the moment, he can do that first. If he doesn't see one or there's not one available in his area, he can click on the next tab in the same slot that states appointment only clinics, and he'll go ahead and put in his city of Auburn or Notasoga, which one he would like to refer to. And it'll have a few locations that he can get registered for an appointment.
Okay. So, like, they're showing that they're on the list as given them, but when I called, they were saying they're full. So you really have to get on their website once I see that. I guess it's updated daily, huh? I would imagine that they update it often.
Yes, ma'am. They do update it often because we just had the Iowa area that had a few dates in March that they were providing. But as of right now, I don't see anything in the area, but that's why I advise just check periodically within the website because they do update the vaccine locations.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, thanks for your help today. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, ma'am, no problem. Did you need any further help today?
No, just trying to work this through.
Well, I do thank you for calling. That's no problem. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.